the side of the road, down into the shrubbery and bushes, and I literally ripped my pants down, pointed my bum backwards down the hill, and exploded. Gosh, it's so gross. It feels like, sorry if you think you're listening to the Big Fatty Show. That was pretty disgusting toilet story. It would have been more disgusting if I'd taken a photo, but I didn't. I almost did because I was quite proud. I don't know, I suppose, like when Big Fatty has a puppet show, he's probably quite proud of it. Probably takes the odd photo, I don't know, but...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Gosh, it's so gross, it feels like... Sorry if you think you're listening to the Big Fatty Show.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 1520 of the BFO for Friday the 22th of November 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all. I've got a list and I'm gonna open that package from Moose B. Yes, me buddy. Hello, diggers. Big Fatty, there's only one digger. Well, that's true, Poodle. And hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, I know one person who is having a horrible, just a horrible, fright. And y'all, that is the Vons. Yo. Because y'all, she is preparing for the arrival of Digger and T Wiggles out there in the Walnut Hills. And y'all, they're going to be there for a week, a whole week. Oh dear, Gussie. And you know what they say about undertakers and fish? You know, they start smelling bad after 3 days. Baby, that's not what they say. But anyway, we send our condolences out there to Walnut Hills, and so there you have it. Yes, McGrady, that just sounds like it's going to be lovely, though. And y'all, speaking of Digger. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, Friday, the 22th, the 22th of November, y'all, it is none other than Digger. It is Digger's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, that's lovely. He'll get to be in a drunken stupor on his celebration. It's true. Because, y'all, that is the best way to spend your time out there in Walnut Hills, is in a drunken stupor, whether you're visiting or you live there. Big Fatty, you're going to get in trouble. anyway, so Digger and T Wiggles and Vonzie, yo, and Myron and Conscience, we hope you have a lovely day. But, y'all, that is not the only Walnut Hill celebration going on this weekend. Big Fatty, there's another one? And yes, there is, y'all, because on Saturday, the 23rd of November, y'all, it is the exiting of the birth canal of the one and only Conscience.
What happened?
Well, we're not quite sure what happened, Conscience, but anyway, I hope that you're going to have a special day out there in Walnut Hills, and Big Fatty, I think we ought to call the Vons, yo, and wish Conscience and Digger a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and maybe give a suggestion on a cake. I guess, y'all, last time we were over here at Spot and Big Fatty, we had that picture of from that mocking calendar of Big Fatty doing a dip with the Vons. Yo. Y'all, that Peter G has spotted Big Fatty, and it says, few realize that Big Fatty was the original Endora on Bewitched. Big Fatty, you look awfully something with all that red hair. Well, I'm, yes. Mark and Calendar's back, and he says, in the Pride 48 locker room, notorious towel snapper Big Fatty initiates a new podcast. And Big Fatty, you need to do more than initiate him. You're exactly right. And that Drusilla blow me. You know that Drusilla is the number two fan of the BFO for 2013. It says, make me a sandwich. I made him a sub. Big Fatty, that looks incredibly vulgar. Oh, dear, I can see.
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Bacon.
No, Fat Bob. It's Bacon Bob or Bacon Burn. Bacon, neither one of them sounds really good. Anyway, I just got done listening to all of the Game Night Guys shows, so go ahead, guys, release a new one. And how dare he say on my daily phone call to the BFO, hello, I don't call every day. Sometimes I call three times a day. Maybe that sounds good. Anyway, well, you should have enough in the can to get you through the month of November now. All right, well, I can't wait to find out who the winner was of that little contest that I had that I didn't tell anyone was a contest. And did you notice I'm calling from the Fat Cave? Do you have the caller ID? All right, well, goodbye. And tomorrow morning, Rabbit, and and happy Halloween, belated or late or whatever, and off to bond with my treadmill and elliptical because they're like dust. They got like an inch of dust on them. So, all right. Bye. Thanks, Game Night guys. You're just adorable. And oh my gosh, like to be in a pocket like with Baron. Woohoo. Hello.
Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, was she pissed? I don't think so. But anyway, y'all, it sounded like she was on the rotary telephonic device. But Miss Bacon, y'all, as you heard, she was calling on Gay Grandma. And y'all, here we are on the 22th of November, and Big Fatty, was that the last call? Did I play the fast music or the slow music?
You played the slow music.
Well, that means that what, Poodle?
She called back.
Hello. Happy Bacon.
Oh, my God. I'm like super. Okay, now I've made it. Now I've made it big. Okay.
Anyway.
Big. Hello, Waffle. Hello.
No.
Hello, sweet dreams, baby.
Oh. Oh, did I see? Big Fatty, why did you hang up on her? Yeah, I didn't hang up on her, but y'all, believe it or not, that is the very last call from Miss Bacon prior to her November hiatus. So, Big Fatty, I miss her already.
Bacon.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
With a holiday treat update. Excuse me, I've got a little holiday treat stuck in my throat. So I went out, I had to run out to the Target this evening because, you know, I'm very busy and I'm very important, but mostly I had to buy cat litter. And because, you know, I'm going out of the Tizown for a few days. And so I was perusing the Target and they had the peppermint M&Ms, the holiday colored M&Ms, and the mint holiday M&Ms, and I was like, ooh, because if you don't know fat people, this fat person loves some mint M&Ms, or mint and chocolate, anything, quite honestly. And we're not really sure when that happened, because we didn't always. But anyway, so I was like, I think I'm going to buy some. Well, then, of course, I had this sticker shock that this tiny little bag of M&Ms is $3.25 or whatever. But I got out to the car, and I was like, I'm going to snack on some of those before I get to dinner. And because, you know, that's always healthy to fill up on chocolate before the salad bar. And, anyway, long story short, Big Fatty, I opened it and realized it's like half a bag of M&M's. So I'm just blowing it out. Because how dare you have a holiday, special holiday treat, and then cut back on how much comes in the bag and charge more. So that's all I've got. It's just another way of the man taking advantage of fat people. And also, I'm sure the Target's going to be open all day Thanksgiving Day so that their employees can not have mint-flavored M&Ms with their candy. That's all I've got. You're fat, and have a blessed holiday. Okay. All right. Oh, the Bonsoon Guns is here. Gotta go.
Oh.
Bye.
Oh.
Bye.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Yes, my daddy. Y'all, that's old Vader. Oh. That's old Veda, and y'all, he's mad as a snake, that his monogrammed candies there's not as many in the bag, and they cost twice as much. Big Ready, that's the way everything is nowadays, y'all. It is true. It is just true. Yes, Big Ready.
Make a wish.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, I've had this package here from that Moose P, but y'all, he suggested that I wait till a little bit closer to the Spanksgiving before I open it. But y'all, I'm gonna be leaving Charleston Monday at noontime. So y'all, I think today's as good a day as any to crack this thing open. Big Fatty, crack it open. Here we go. We're just going to open it up. And, oh, there's a cat. Oh, let's see what the cat is. And the cat, it says, let's just see here. Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's got a chicken on it. No, I think that's a turkey. Wow, poor Big Fatty. And, y'all, there's two turkeys sitting there. And one of them's eating a turkey leg. And he's saying, what? He's saying, what? And it says, wishing you only pleasant surprises this Thanksgiving. Hope you have a fun Thanksgiving, Moose. Moose, that is just lovely. Big Fatty, can I look at the cat over here with my squeaky candy? Of course. Okay, and y'all, then inside, let's just see what. Oh, y'all, there's a shirt. And it says, y'all, it's a shirt, and it says, this shirt contains content that some viewers may find disturbing. Big Fatty, that's perfect for you. And, y'all, but Moose, that is just the sweetest thing. I may wear that out. I may wear that out this weekend when I go out with Granny and Miss Porter. Y'all, speaking of Granny and Miss Porter, let me just tell you, you know, Wednesday night, hump day night, we had the horror meeting, and, you know, it's at Granny and Miss Porter's house. And, you know, they usually fix some sort of little snicker stack for us. And so, y'all, one of the members of the horror group got there, and he knocked on the door, and Miss Porter comes to the door, and he goes, well, what are you doing here? And he goes, well, we've got a meeting. And y'all, then Granny is calling me as I'm driving over there, and he says, where are you? I said, I'm about a minute from your house. He goes, oh, so you know about the meeting too? I said, yes, I know about the meeting. He says, well, Miss Porter and I forgot about it. So, y'all, they had no idea that we were coming to their house. Needless to say, there was no snicker snack for anybody. Anyway, y'all, poor old things. It's just sad. It's just sad. Y'all, I saw on the Twitty on Thursday, y'all, that crazy Mexican, that Hat M, you know Hat M, don't you? He had to go to El Hospitalo, and it's evidently nothing serious. He had a couple of the kidney stones. Big Freddy, that sounds painful. Well, I think it is. And but evidently everything's better now. And y'all probably within 2 hours of him posting those messages about having to go to the El Hospitalo, which I don't know if you know this or not. That's Mexican for El Hospitalo. And he was already back to taking pictures of his food. Beep! Fatty, some things never change. And y'all, there was a thing in the newspaper this morning. Y'all, there's a new barbecue joint. Dr. Stone will be interested in this. There's a new barbecue joint here. Yeah, but y'all, I think there's one of these. I think I looked at the list, and there's one in out there in San Diego. So nice I named it twice. Y'all, speaking of San Diego, did y'all hear that the Big Lion's going to be down there this weekend? Yes, Big Fatty, we heard. And I'm just wondering if he and Dr. Stone are going to have a rendezvous at Martini's on 4th. Beh, honey, who knows? Anyway, there's a new barbecue joint here, and it's called Dickie's. Beh, honey, that sounds vulgar. Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Beh, honey, it sounds double vulgar. And but it looks pretty good, and so I'm probably going to be checking that out. I showed it to Larry Klein. You know, we're always a sucker for a barbecue joint. Ready, y'all, the last thing I wanted to tell you about is y'all, we've gotten a Pride 48 update already. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, I have it on good authority from that Joey Bukaki, who is the one who deals directly with the hotels. You know, there was a problem with them scheduling a big old fight and there being no facility for Pride 48 in 2014. And y'all, so we've gotten it in writing that there will be facilities. And y'all, the dates now, mark it on your calendar, y'all. Is that Big Fat? Is that marking calendar? No, it's mark it on your calendar. Y'all, the dates now are September the 19th through the 21st out there, and y'all, it's going to be at the Excalibur once again, and we'll have probably similar facility that we had last year. So y'all, if you're planning on coming, put it in ink on your calendar. Just mark it down. Yes, Big Freddy, I'll do it right now. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, I was telling you about the Crema shows and everything. Y'all, you know that ABC Family show network, they do the 25 Days of Crema. And y'all, that's all going to start next. No, it's starting today, y'all. No, it started yesterday, the 21st. Oh, dear, I see the music started. Where do you get this? Big Freddy, we don't know. Y'all, you can text the word snowman for daily programming updates. Big Freddy, we don't use the textimoniums. But, y'all, tonight is that Mulan and the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Beh, Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Anyway, y'all, 25 days of Christmas, Crema. And if you're looking for something to watch, like if you've got people coming in town and you really don't want to have to deal with them, just turn on that. Scotty, any other suggestions for guests?
It's so gross, it feels like. Sorry if you think you're listening to the Big Fatty.
Oh, no. We always welcome guests here at the BFO.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.